So, importantly then, choices of vocabulary and sentence structure give a particular shape to experience. And these choices affect how reality is depicted in sometimes rather deep and significant ways. Because reality is not just out there, it's not easily grasped in a straightforward and simple way. Reality is socially constructed. The patterning and the packaging of vocabulary and syntax show us reality in a particular kind of light. And by drawing attention to those aspects of language use, we make it possible to change and to challenge these things. That's what our course is about. It's to challenge and to make us stop and think about the things that we perceive and we hear and see on a daily basis. Language use influences the way we think, the way we experience, and also the way we interact. And language provides the basis of community, but also the grounds of division. And knowledge and awareness of language is fundamental to the building of mature communities. So this pretty much presents chapter 2 of Language, Society and Power, and also one of the later chapters of the Yule linguistics book used on the B course. And the idea was to present you with how language can influence our thinking. And on the Language, Society and Power course, we'll be looking at this in detail as we look at language in the media, in politics, gender, age, and so on.